in you.
And I know I'm not speaking just for myself, but so many other Americans out there.
Get it off your chest now.
We're not alone.
877-W-SKY-TALK.
I got to bug up my pie hole. Oh, yeah.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy. Thank you for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. Are you ready to air it out, get it off your chest, and feel better, hopefully? Don't carry this around the weekend. Whatever it is that's irritating you. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. Call in now. If you don't get through, call back. And it's all brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And let's go to Jen. Good morning. What's bugging you? Did I hit the button? Jen, I'm sorry. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hi. Sorry, guys. What's bugging me is I was reading the other day, and I was reading that President Obama signed the fact that it was not illegal anymore to use propaganda on the American people. And I also watched the Candace Owens special. She has a number of ones of it about Kamala's book regarding her grandmother and how all the pictures she said were her grandmother are actually not her grandmother because her grandmother is white and Irish. And that is not being sent. So basically, this was groomed all the years ago when she put this out so that she could claim that she was black. Now, I don't care what color anybody is. I care about the content of their character. But I do care if they're going to go lying about it. There's the problem. And that's what's bugging me, guys.
Well said.
Yes.
Well said. Let's go to Aaron. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I was watching Trump in the barbershop last week. I don't know if you saw that on TV, but it was mentioned about the taxes, how we didn't have taxes, and then taxes came into play around the Civil War to fund it, I guess, and they were around 3 to 5%. But most of our money was made off tariffs, and I did look this up. It's factual. If you investigate this stuff, it's pretty interesting that we didn't really pay taxes, you know, back in the early 1900s, roughly.
Yeah, it changed about 1913, and they started to come up with a system to pay based on your income, and the withholding thing and all that began. Interestingly, it was about the same time that they formed what's called the Fed. Yeah. So 877-975-9825, and Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, speaking about taxes, it takes 76%. All income taxes just to pay the interest on the debt that we have. But that's not what's bugging me. But other than that, what's bugging me is people think President Trump is smart enough to stop World War III, but they also think he's so stupid that he's supporting an amendment that's going to destroy our society.
I don't know that anybody's gone so far as to say Amendment 3 is going to destroy our society.
Yeah. I heard that.
Look, here's one angle for you. It's not going to do anything good other than maybe instead of the money going to drug cartels, the money will go to American businesses or business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. It'll just be one big business. However, that's better than the cartels getting it.
Yeah.
So if you want to look at it that way.
Sure.
But I the last thing we need is another intoxicant and more dope in a society full of, frankly, a bunch of dopey people.
Oh, yeah. And they drive like it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Greg and Bob. what's bugging me is we're hearing a lot of bluster on Kamala Harris's campaign trail about fighting inflation if she's elected, but she doesn't even, I know she's lying because she doesn't even know that inflation is the expansion of the money supply, and I know she's not willing to stop selling U.S. bonds and deport all asylum claimants and illegal immigrants and take the actual necessary steps to constrict the money supply to fight inflation. So I know she's lying. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, yeah. 877-975-9825. Last chance to get on What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And what's bugging me is the mainstream media won't spell this out clearly, but Donald Trump was asked about pardoning Hunter Biden. He said, well, I wouldn't take it off the books.
Right.
I mean, it's possible.
Sure.
Whereas Kamala was asked if she would pardon Trump, and she would not give a straight answer on that at all. So I just thought that was an interesting That's an interesting dynamic. Of course, the mainstream media is not going to position those back to back, so you can clearly see a difference, you know? Oh, but then I forgot. That's right. Trump is way, way more evil than a crack-smoking guy who, you know, had sex with his dead brother's wife. But
yeah.
Anyway, let's go to Lisa. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is the list of Halloween costumes you were reading off yesterday morning that we can't wear. What's left? What can we wear?
That is a good question. How about we all dress up like Uncle Sam, and instead of wearing the big, tall Uncle Sam hat, we wear a Trump hat. Make America great again. Well, I'll go as Uncle MAGA Sam. I don't know. That's just an idea. All right. Last chance here for what's bug. Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Nah. We're good. Yeah. We're good. Can we move along?
We can move along.
Why don't you play some Joe Walsh?
Oh.
Nah.
Life's been pretty good for him.
Yeah. Life's been very good
yes.
for him. Joe Walsh for president.
Not sure about that. Is he a good guy?
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I mean, I think he is. I mean, is he left or right? I don't know. But I do know that was like kind of a popular thing years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know politically.
Yeah,
where
but
he's at.
It's a shame he can't afford one of the good Maseratis because the one he had only did like 185. Yeah, they can do over 200 now. Come on.
Well, when he wrote that song, the EPA was right up our tailpipes. Know what I mean?
Yeah, good point.
728. Thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Don't go anywhere. Coming up at 8:05 from the Florida Forest Service, Lodi Bond is going to join us again and give us the latest news talk. 97.3 The Sky.
Debbie.
Came in Steinhatchee with wind gusts up to 90 miles an hour.
Then Helene.
I want to thank all the first responders.
Historic.
Made a big difference for what was a really historic storm surge.
Milton.
Multiple tornadoes.
The storm surge on the west coast.
Historic.
Category 5.
There for you then.
We appreciate the storm information.
Here for you now.
Sky Radio, you're a lifesaver.
Sky Storm Watch for Radiant Credit Union.
It only takes one storm.
We've been down this road before.
News Talk 97.3.
Thanks, Sky.
The Sky.